Marty, first of all, congratulations. When it all happened, that final buzzer, and it's over, Denis Gurianov with the overtime heroics. What went through Marty Turco's mind?
Well, it wasn't a buzzer. It was just screaming after seeing that wicked shot squeeze through. I mean, I was just so happy for the guys, for the organization, but the guys, man, and the coaches too. Just being in that bubble, enduring it, but just seeing them come alive. I honestly haven't seen this team play that good hockey in a long time. It's really fun to watch. So just elated beyond belief. Honestly, we knew we had a great team. We've had one for years, but this one particularly. We had a great campaign before the pause, and so you know, honestly, I just so excited to be back. You know, I hate to say it, it's always a little bittersweet just because, you know, we should be there, right? You know, whether it was in Vegas or if it was in Dallas, but the whole world's going through some turmoil, so we'll take it as it comes. I'm pretty excited to be moving on and watch these guys get to play a little more hockey.
Let me ask you about that, Cole, quickly before I turn it over to Stewie, about the Denis Gurianov overtime goal. And it's a great fake of the shot, pass over to Gurianov. As a goaltender, like, I've always been told that at the NHL level, you can't blow pucks past goalies. You can do that in junior. You can do that in Division I. You can do that at lower levels, but you can't just flat out blow a puck past a goalie at the NHL. But I'll ask you, did Gurianov just simply blow that puck past Robin Lehner?
great question. I mean, I kind of wish I could see Stewie's eyes. I'm sure he's eye rolling at you. He's blown many by the goalies over his career. He's got a hell of a shot. But eye rolls aside, guys, you know, did he blow by him? Yeah, I think in the context, he did. He beat him with that shot. There's a few in the series. I mean, it is very far and few in between, to be honest, as you know, you kind of alluded to. Just it is hard. The guy's there and gets set, and you got any kind of distance, it's pretty tough to peg it and blow one by him. We've seen a lot of goals kind of go through the arms or off the edge of the webbing, just like in the Islander game last night. Just you got an offside one-time shot just enough to get it in front of the guy. So, yeah, I mean, I think he blew it by him, but, you know, in the context of sliding over after a fake shot, you just getting over there as a goalie, taking up the space, keep your arms a little loose and free to make a save. And it just wasn't, you know, quick enough in the scheme of things to catch up to that laser beam.
Okay, Stewie, roll your eyes and ask Marty Turco a question now.
I'm not rolling them.
We've seen
Jamie Benn raise his level of play as the series has gone on. What does he bring to this team other than points? I'm a big fan of his, and I just love his competitive nature. Every single game, he drags his team into the fight. Other than points, what does he bring to this team?
You know, he's everything kind of but points. You know, even though he's an Art Ross Trophy winner from a few years ago, he does drag people along. I'll tell you this about Jamie Benn. He's always been true to himself, and he knows the game that he wants to play and can play. It's very rare to see a guy with his kind of weight, skill, and size that can really dominate a game. You know, on one hand, you know, you're like, man, why can't these guys do this for 82 games and every night in the playoffs? And you know, man, you play it every game. It's tough. It's tough to play like that every night, especially when you have that kind of high-end skill. You want to put points up. You want to distribute. But he has what very few in the world do have, and that's an intangible to lead without saying a word. It is through toughness, but it's mostly about the willingness and the desire just to do it and get there and run over a guy if need be, pop it in there. But, man, he's just on a daily basis for us here in Texas. We're very spoiled to get to watch him every day. Mostly you see the skill and the picking it up off the skates, and his eyes are always up. Even though it might turn it over, you know, four or five times in the game, the play he's trying to make is just – not for many. And, you know, we are spoiled, but what he does is he's just a leader by example, one with intangibles that most players wish that they did have. Points are just part of his game, but it's, man, it is such a we're just so lucky to see him elevate his game, you know, when they were playing last series, and you know, every series we play, we've had some good defensemen, and you know, once in a while they wake him up, and I'm like, oh, you guys, careful, don't wake up this guy, because you're right, man. He can really he can change a game, and like you said, not too many guys can will a game to victory and put a team on their back. And no, he's not going to score every goal. He's not going to have every big hit. But man, oh man, what a heck of a player he is. And now you kind of see him coming. And players like that, that's what we want to see in the finals, deep in the playoffs, because they make such a difference.
With Marty Turco, go ahead, Justin.
Marty, Anton Khudobin has been absolutely lights out for you guys. It's been really something to watch. At the same time, you rarely like to see a guy lose a spot in the crease to injury like Ben Bishop. What do you expect to happen with the Stars in the final in the crease? And does it depend on how they play, or will Ben get a look at some point?
I guess it is a great question and very fair. From my perspective, I don't expect anything to happen. He stepped in there, got the ball and ran with it. And that's it. Clearly the team has the utmost confidence in what he's doing. He's fun to watch. That doesn't really matter this time of year, but he's also successful. He's a heck of a quote machine, and he's got some spunk to him. I've known him a long time, play with him when he was a young guy in Boston, right at the end of my career. And I've always enjoyed him, watched him every year where he goes. He's never had more than a one-year deal. He's a consummate team guy. So for this series, in my opinion, he's a guy till he's not. If we need another goaltender and it happens to be Bish and he's fit to play, then how lucky are we? If he's not, Jake Ottinger's waiting in line. I mean, we feel pretty good about that too. But right now, man, it's Dobie's show. We're all getting a treat in the front row seat to watch this. I can't wait for the next round. To see this crazy man get out there and keep wielding that stick and those pads, it's been a treat. And honestly, you could say with a straight face, not too many guys that really deserve it for the way he played and what he's endured over his career and the kind of consummate professional that he's been. He's pretty close to the top of the list.
And you know what? He seems as if he's this unique combination of Tim Thomas meets Gump Worsley. Like that's Anton Khudobin from a goalie's perspective. Like Marty, you played this position your whole life. What's he doing right now? Like, why is this working for Khudobin? Because you look at him and you say 5'11" goaltenders don't work in the NHL today. He's proving everybody wrong. How's he doing it?
Well, I mean, just because I fit his mold in terms of size, I kind of wish I had his. I wish I had his strength, honestly. His athleticism is amazing. So what works for him is his battle, his work ethic. He doesn't take a day off, not in practice, not in the gym, not on the bike. But he also has, you know, one of the best attitudes that I've ever seen. It's not just saying, hey, I wait my turn attitude. It's like, hey, when I get it, I know I'll be ready. And that's why we haven't had last couple of years, we haven't had that switch, right? When he went in there for Bish, who's all world, there's no letdown. And because the guys are excited that he's in there, and now you get to see how excited they are after a big series victory or of each game. And even when he gets scored on, man, the guy's tapping him in the pad. So what makes it work for him is that, you know, he lacks in stature. He makes up with heart. He gets there. He's got really fast feet. You know, once in a while, things that might be an Achilles heels, you know, getting deep in the crease here and there. He's just, you know, got to – but when he fights for pucks, he stands on top and, you know, just beats his chest. He's hard to beat, but he makes you beat him. And, you know, all the good goaltenders that you've seen in the last, pretty much forever, they're there and they're consistent. And that's what he is, and he really provides it. And, like I said, man, many times, he's a treat to watch. And he's a good dude. That's not a that doesn't mean that's what you want for success, but the man is, he's just quick and he's there. He's got a lot of experience. He feels the game really well. So, we're in good hands moving forward.
Dallas Stars special assistant to the president, Marty Turco, joins us on Hockey Central. Stewie, go ahead.
We've seen Joel Kivivantra, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, I probably butchered that, but we've seen him step up and insert in the lineup and score some big goals for you guys. So did you guys know he was going to be this good? And who's taking credit for him in the organization for bringing him over?
Joel Kivivantra. Okay, that's how we say it down here.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Kiviranta.
Kiviranta. We had a long list, man, of great Finnish players in this organization in our, 25-year history here in plus in Texas. And there was another Finn that brought him to our attention, one of our recently crowned Hall of Famers, Jari Lehtinen. This guy's going to be he's over there running the Finnish Ice Hockey Federation in charge of the World Juniors. He's seen him undrafted, this guy, And he called over and he's just like, hey, yo, you might want to give this guy a look, right? And we did. And lo and behold, he's proven him and us right by taking that chance on him. But to see, he's a heck of a player. I mean, what good fortune are we? Somebody gets hurt, we plug this guy in there and no one knew about him. We're still having problems saying his name, but Patrick in game 7 to with the overtime winner. I mean, like, man, those are things you just dream of. Usually I was just trying to score one goal in overtime in game 7, but this guy goes ahead and gets that childhood dream of getting a hat trick, man. And when they said no one's else done it since Wayne Gretzky, or the last person to do is Wayne Gretzky, I'm like, man, that's a pretty fine company, young man.
It's pretty good. Justin?
What's the expectation on the Stars' defensive play? Because we saw them hold the Vegas Golden Knights to 8 goals over 5 games. The series before, Colorado managed to hang 28 on Dallas there. So what is that a matter of just the matchup was different? Or, what is it that makes Dallas's defensive structure work so well when it does, like it did against Vegas?
Yeah, that's a good question as well, Justin. It's I think to your first point, really, it has a lot to do with the matchups. Colorado, we weren't favored against them by most people just because the best line in the world, one of the best players in the world. They're playing great, scoring goals at will, seemingly. And we knew we had to score some goals to play them. Not like we didn't try to slow them down. They're just, that team is
right.
High-powered and fun. We're lucky to have some horses on our back end. Klingberg's playing great. Miro Heiskanen is just all world. But even Oleksiak and Lindell and the boys are just chugging up the ice, to help support the guys. But we've been built for the last few years on playing defense, playing sound, get back to the house and just take care of pucks as good as you can, giving our goalies chances to see and clearing out rebounds. Nothing earth-shattering, but something that just breeds success. And whether we're down a game, we got to score a bunch, or get in the third period, got to hold on to a lead. This is the most comfortable I've seen any team look in the playoffs in any scenario against any matchup. So it's no surprise that when you got those kind of intangibles, you can get to the Stanley Cup Finals. So it'll be fun to see who we play. But right now, the way we've been going, really nobody, we don't fear anybody, but we respect them all. And looking forward to seeing this franchise back in the finals.
Marty, last one for you. I want to ask you about Rick Bowness. When we see players get to an advanced age and haven't won the Stanley Cup yet, we all sort of cheer for them. This is like the Marcel Dions and the Gilbert Perreaux, and most recently it would have been the Jerome McGinleys, and now it's Joe Thornton or Henrik Lundqvist. But I don't know. I mean, racking my brain, and maybe the answer is Pat Burns when he finally got his Stanley Cup. I can't remember the last time where from all around the hockey world we cheered for a coach the way people are cheering for Rick Bowness right now to win the Stanley Cup. How has he been able to do this?
If you probably look inside and even ask him, he's going to say pretty easy because it just not worked for him. This is his life. This is stuff he's been doing for a long time. He's touched many lives on and off the ice in the hockey world. He's been around, how many organizations as head coach, assistant coach, and he's always did it his way, with a smile on his face and an open attitude, knows the way he wants the game to be played. And whether he's in Tampa and had a really groom of Victor Hedman, was one of his core jobs, but to run the D on top of it, or, get thrusted into the spotlight. And you know, anybody you think of, you know, he burns you as a young man, even when he, you know, won the cup relative to the Bones, but truly one of the game's great people. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to have him here. We're very, very fortunate to plug him into head coach and not really skip a beat. And, you know, when you get, I really couldn't think of a better coach, even in the whole league, honestly, to when you get in this bubble situation, like these guys have been for, you know, months now, to have a guy like that in your corner fighting for you, whatever it is you need, and just to keep things loose, but keep things on point as well. You know, I'm really glad you asked me about Bones, just because he is that genuine of a human being. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I don't think it's work to him. This is just truly a pleasure. Yeah. You know, he's not young by any means. You know, it's, you know, retirement could be on the cusp just because he is getting older. But, man, he just he looks young. He acts it. And, man, oh, man, what a great coach. And the good fortune for the Dallas Stars to have him behind the bench.
Definition of hockey lifer, certainly. Marty, this has been a lot of fun. Always appreciate it when you come on. Always gain valuable insight. Thanks so much for this. And listen, whenever it gets going, whenever the Islanders and Tampa decide they want to end this series in however many overtimes, the Stars will be waiting, and we'll wish you all the best then as well. Thanks so much for this, Marty.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate it. Stewie, Justin, thank you guys, man. Be good. We'll talk soon.